The global fuel crisis bites into future outreach plans. Kazakhstan's government considers an oppressive religion law, and word of mouth draws interest to building blocks and potential ministry in Ghana. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. High fuel costs are causing food prices to skyrocket, having a negative impact on relief agencies providing food and the gospel. In part two of our series on the global fuel crisis, Food for the Hungry's Gary Zander says last year 10% of the people in more than 50 countries didn't have the nutrition they needed. He expects that to go up to 50% levels.
In countries where it's already over 50%, then we're reaching into famine kind of situations. Unless we see a response quickly, we may be seeing several countries go into a famine mode throughout the summer.
Living Water International has had to cut back on water drilling projects because of high diesel prices. Mike Duras with Orphan Outreach says the crisis hurts at home and abroad.
As the economies around the world get impacted by oil prices, the need for relief aid and the stress on families and all that provides more need. And then you have charities that can be impacted by the amount of money that's being donated. So you end up having more need and then less ability to be able to meet that need.
In part three tomorrow, how it affects missionaries. Next, in Sri Lanka, hundreds of thousands of people have been driven from their homes by unusually heavy monsoon floods. Gospel for Asia teams are already rushing food supplies to families who have no food or shelter after downpours destroyed their crops and homes. Much more food is needed, as well as medical supplies. GFA missionaries plan to help repair and rebuild homes damaged by the floods. You can help provide for these basic needs and share the hope of the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi says the ministry began a strategic outreach program in Punjab 3 years ago, despite strong resistance to Christianity.
Every day in Chandigarh, North India, national missionaries walking door to door distribute more than 1,000 Gospel of John. Every day families come face to face with the gospel, perhaps for the very first time.
According to available statistics, only two of the state's 96 people groups are known to have any Christians in their communities. That makes their objective clear. Padidi says they need prayer support and financial help.
This year, our goal is to distribute 500,000 homes. And with the bicycles to speed up their way, our national missionaries are very much challenged to undertake this task. It costs 25 cents a copy.
Meanwhile, Kazakhstan's parliament is beginning consideration of a law that would restrict religious freedom. Slavic Gospel Association reports the law would sharply limit Christians' ability to share their faith. If passed, the law would also make it harder for churches to buy property and register with the government. If churches fail the new requirements for registration, they'll lose all of their buildings and materials. Pray that Kazakh believers will continue to be strong for the gospel. And a brick-making machine is drawing attention in Ghana. Oasis International's Ambrose Brennan says the machine is being used to build a wall around their Prom Prom health clinic. Other faith-based groups are interested.
We had a group from the Salvation Army. They're interested in building small houses and headquarters for their pastors, many of whom do not have any housing at the current time. And when they saw the machine and when they found out that from the floor level up, it took us only 2 days to construct this building, they were pretty excited about it.
The capability to build without mortar often acts as the foundation to evangelism, church growth, and new ministry.
The people actually see they're getting nothing out of this, and yet they're constructing a building for us. And that just naturally opens them up to communication and opportunities to present the gospel. We've had friends who've done water work projects. The same thing happens. It just kind of opens the door for the gospel to be preached.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you looking for a mission trip opportunity? I'd like you to join me and other MNN listeners on a short-term mission trip to Guatemala, October 5th through the 11th. Together, we'll love on orphans with special gifts and share the gospel through Vacation Bible School. Deadline's June 30th. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to apply. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.